Okay. With that, I will move on to the next subject, which is this resolution, which after tonight, we'll probably need a little tweaking. But it's basically a resolution that we've never passed a resolution on this committee before. And it's been sent out to the committee members, but it did not go out to the public. So we're not going to vote on it until next month. Oops, sorry. And but it's all it does is it's basically says that the Balboa Reservoir Community Advisory Committee resolution urges the Board of Supervisors to fund the Frito Kahlo Avenue to Mission Street and Geneva Avenue portions of the Ocean Avenue Corridor Design Project. Now, the Ocean Avenue Corridor Design Project, if you Google that, it's a project that was a plan that was finished back in 2015, 5 years ago. It went through a whole community process, and they came up with two different plans. Plan two is the one where the retaining wall comes down. So this is a plan that's been around for a while. And if you look it up, you'll see detailed drawings that are done of the protected bike lanes circa 2015. The amenities, the sidewalk amenities, benches, street level, pedestrian level lighting, all of that. So there, I have a lot of whereases. I'm not going to go through them at the moment. Oh my goodness, sorry. Hang on, let me just turn off this timer. My time is almost up. But basically, it's just that there is more density coming to the neighborhood, and it's not just the Balboa Reservoir. There's the new upper level housing, upper yard housing that's going in, 100% affordable. There's various new buildings up and down Ocean Avenue that have been going in. There's new shopping. It's become a wonderful neighborhood. I mean, it used to be that street had just it was just a desert. There were no people on it. And while we still have some empty storefronts, we also have lots of new thriving storefronts. We have the Whole Foods that's filled up every day with shoppers. We have restaurants that the rest of the city has yet to find out about. And when they do, this will be the new gourmet ghetto with new, you know, Vietnamese and Chinese and Hawaiian and Pakistani and Thai, all the different foods that you can get in this neighborhood that people don't even know about yet. So we need to prepare for and improve the neighborhood. The plan that already is completed, as everybody knows, all the blue street furniture and widened sidewalks and bulb outs and street lights and a new roadway was completed up until Frida Kahlo. So what we need now is the funding between Frida Kahlo and at least to the BART station. That's what we will put that on the website for the next meeting, and we will debate that in the committee and bring it up for public comment at that time. But that's basically it. There are funds available. There's the Prop K funds. Ocean Avenue is what's called a Vision Zero High Injury Corridor, which is means people have died there, and so there are funds available for that purpose. And there's also the $10 million in transportation sustainability funds from the developers that goes to the SFMTA. But I would argue that most, if not all of that money should be spent here in the neighborhood at the point of impact, because we're the ones in this neighborhood who need the upgrades more than anybody else right now. And that goes for City College as well as the rest of the neighborhood. It's all one big neighborhood. So with that, I don't know if we want any comment on that. I guess we can do a quick round of the committee. Michael Ahrens, you want to go first?
No comment. I think it's right to put it on the next agenda, but I assume either later or during general public comment, we will be able to comment on the members of the public who commented recently on transportation, but I'll reserve that until later. But no comment on the resolution. It is correct, I think, to put it on to the next agenda so the public can see it.
All right, we'll do
and
that.
I do think it's a good idea to pursue a resolution properly worded on this topic, John.
Okay, thank you. Just so then really quickly, if anybody has anything to say, if not, we'll just pass it by Bridget Davila. Bridget, are you muted? Okay, we'll come back to her. Amy O'Hare?
Yeah, I support the resolution and also moving it to the next meeting to discuss.
Mark Tang?
Yeah, I also support it. I guess I'm just kind of wondering why we're doing this. Like, is there a impeding reason that this is coming up, or is this just kind of extra that we're talking about? I'm not sure if it's within the our bounds as the CAC, but we can discuss that next time.
Okay, Maurice Rivers?
No, I'm good.
All right, Bridget, are you back? Bridget Davila? Oh, poor Bridget, she's missing out. Yeah, this is a resolution that was passed by the San Francisco Pedestrian Advisory Committee, Mark. And so I would to, I just rephrased it and changed the name of Phelan to Frida Kahlo. And I think it's important. We've never done any resolutions, and I think that's sort of something we should do in the future as a committee, because I think we need to make an official statement to the Board of Supervisors and the Planning Department of what we as the clearinghouse for community opinion want. So anyway, that's it. I feel like we need to do public comment, but I actually would rather wait until next week, until the next meeting. But if there's anybody, let's just do a quick public comment round.
Your conference is now in question and answer mode. To summon each question, press 1, then 0. You have 1 question remaining.
Okay, you're on the air.
Yes, hello, can you hear me?
Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah, there's a 45 second delay between what you're doing live and what's on the phone. It's very disorienting.
Yes, I know.
Yeah, this is Harry Bernstein calling. I think I didn't get through when maybe it should have been the last one. Hello?
Yes, you're here. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. So I'd wanted to know, Mr. Yi said that he would be presenting some of this material to the board tomorrow. And he mentioned the development agreement that several of the speakers said that they were interested in. But I realized that what happens often is that something comes before the board and then there's a 30-day hold period. So I'm just trying to get an answer to whether the development agreement will be made available to the public immediately, because I know Mr. Yi said he wants to have extra time for discussion, et cetera. The Balboa Reservoir TDM, for instance, only became available 2 days ago, and there were hints at it in their published documents weeks ago, but we didn't know what it was until they finally released it. So the same thing here. When will we get the development agreement available? Because I think there are going to be a lot of things in there that we'll have to look at the language very carefully. So thank you.
Okay, thank you, Harry.
You have 1 question remaining.
One more, please go ahead.
Could you please tell me if Supervisor Lee is speaking about the special use district tomorrow, and what kind of meeting is this going to be tomorrow, and where and when? Thank you.
This is the Board of Supervisors meeting tomorrow, the regular Tuesday Board of Supervisors meeting, which will be on the web. If you can get if you can watch it there, and you can, I believe, call in these days as well. Okay. And we're going to go from that. I was a little loose there. Normally, I would cut you off and say that's not the subject we're talking about right now. But we'll just go into public comment, general public comment, things that are not on the agenda. So if anybody wants to call in about anything that is not on the agenda, be my guest. And
your conference is now in question and answer mode. To summon each question, press 1, then 0. We have 1 question remaining.
Are you there?
Oh, I just got on. Yeah, there's this little delay before
yes.
Let me talk.
Good to turn off your computer.
So, Hi, so I'm Theodore Randolph, and I think the call, any calls to say we should slow down the reservoir that maybe we might not need the housing in the future, I think that's very much not the case. We should have finished this. It shouldn't take this long to do a housing project. This is too much time. And this, the housing shortage that this project is doing one very small part to help alleviate has been building up for decades. I think even with even with all the unemployment now, if we had even with all the unemployment now, we still need a lot more housing to be built in San Francisco if you want San Francisco to be affordable. All right, thank you.
Thank you. Is there another commenter?
That was it for the comment.
Okay, well, that wraps up the meeting. Does anybody have any final comments? I'll go through the roll call real quick. Michael Ahrens.
Well, I just want to follow up with what Wynn Kaufman said and Madeline Mueller. I think it is apparent that the transportation problems must be addressed prior to any new project. I agree with Wynn Kaufman. In addition to that, Madeline said that there's no real college input now available and that it will be coming in the near future. And I look forward to that because we do need the input from the college. And the last thing is, with the building of PAKE, John, I don't see how 220 is a realistic figure at all, because the only chart that you're relying on is that same chart in that FAERS report. And with PAKE, it starts at 980 and goes up to over 2,000 deficient parking spaces. But I've made my point. That's all I have to say. But thank you very much for all of the presentations. I think this is very preliminary, and I do think we need more analysis of all these issues. I agree with Maurice that this parking problem is key. And hopefully it can be analyzed with the input from somebody from City College who is representing their interests. Thank you.
Bridget, are you with us? Oh, Bridget, okay. We're gonna have to work that up before the next meeting. Amy O'Hare.
I want to just follow up on something that Jennifer Heggie said. I'm working on a kind of, I'm very concerned about the intersection of Judson and Frida Kahlo, which is part of Sunnyside. And so I'm going to be following up with SFMTA to try and get them to address the terrible situation there for pedestrians and bicycles. So just want to say that that's something I'm looking forward to doing in the future.
Thank you. Maurice Rivers?
I just wanted to second what Theodore Randolph said in the public comment, that it is absolutely ridiculous that it's taken this long for us to get where we are, and we're still stuck on rudimentary things that should have been taken care of much earlier in this process. Even for a project of this size, we should have been way further ahead than we are right now. So I wanted to thank him for making that comment, and I'm hoping that we can hurry up and get this parking issue out of the way and get this thing built.
Okay, thank you. Mark King.
No further comments other than just reiterating or repeating Maurice's comments. Let's get this done and with good public input.
Peter Tam.
No, I just want to thank you for introducing that resolution. I think it's an important topic that I look forward to discussing next week.
Okay.
Or the next meeting.
Right. And finally, I would just like to say that there was a big gaping hole in our committee tonight with the absence of Robert Mulbauer. He was really missed, especially with this subject, because he is very knowledgeable about transportation. I know he would have had all sorts of insights that we just didn't get to hear tonight. And I'm gonna really miss my Saturday mornings over at the Fog Lifter, having coffee with him, coffee and bad donuts. Oh, they have great donuts over there, I should say. I don't wanna say anything, but they have nice, fresh, wonderful donuts. But sitting with Robert and just talking about what place means, what a sense of place is in the neighborhood. He really cared about the neighborhood, and he cares about how people get in and out, how they transit around, and he cares about the future for his children who live in his house and where they can live in the future. So he was a great, he also served on the Balboa Station Area Committee that was sunsetted a while back, and he was one of the prime movers in trying to figure out how to make transit work around the BART station and in the whole area. So he's going to be missed, and I hope he's listening tonight so I can he can hear this tribute to him. Thank you very much, and with that, I will adjourn the meeting.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, John.
Okay.
Thank you, John.
All right.
Thank you, John.
Ooh. All participants are now in interactive talk mode.
What was that? Are we on the air still?
I'll be ending the meeting now.
Okay.